releasing the stress. We were born to shine.
Hi, it's Evan Carmichael, and you're listening to Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio.
I love it. I love your energy and the questions, and keep going at it. I think you got a nice show on your hands here. So everybody listening, go type in Sade Champagne Show into iTunes and give it a 5-star review.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 74 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks for tuning in all around the globe. I am so thankful for everyone's support. You have been with me from the beginning. Some of you even since my days on MySpace. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream Tour and my Hold On, Overcome solo tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Join us for a brand new Empowering Dreamers segment with Ramsey J. Jr. and a new Say What? Segment where I'll be sharing one of my many inspirational messages on pursuing your passions. I'm always booking new shows and performances. I love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my tours, or any of my award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. I always have exciting and fun things going on. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos and supporting all my new music. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs and going back into the recording studio soon with my music producers, The Quakes. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out my official website, iamsadechampagne.com. iamsadechampagne.com. I am live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who you tweet me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me. Your support amazes me, and I'm forever grateful unto you. Our next segment of the night is Empowering Dreamers with Ramsey J. Jr., joint entrepreneur, financial executive, strategic communication consultant, international motivational speaker, executive leadership coach, and published author, Ramsey J. Jr., as he reveals his three P's, possible, probable, predictable, a one-of-a-kind process-driven methodology which provides a blueprint focused on how to master the process to achieve your personal and professional goals. Hashtag Empowering Dreamers to ask him your questions and join in the conversation.
Keep dreaming, friends. This is Ramsey J. Jr. coming to you live over the internet airwaves, and please allow me to declare, it is with the heart of thanksgiving that personifies the spirit with which I greet you with these two seminal words, keep dreaming. Recognizing and realizing that for many of you listening, hearing those two words might just be enough to help you sustain your most unique conquest to achieve dreams of significance that are resonant inside you. And let me affirm, on this simulcast, we are resolute in our commitment to empowering dreamers to become achievers. With a phrase which doubles as the title of the book I authored after more than 3 decades of studying achievement and dream realization. We know what we're talking about. And I want to affirm, this broadcast provides you with two things, a proven process, and number two, a sequential methodology of three P's, possible, probable, predictable, to help you realize your dream. Your feedback the last several weeks has further lended real credence to our thesis that this is the most empowering 15 minutes on radio, known as the Empowering Dreamer segment on the Sade Champagne Show. Tonight is our penultimate, aka second to last broadcast, aka the fifth of six episodic empowerment dialogues. And tonight, we're taking it to the next level by focusing on the people aspect of your empowerment journey and tackling the question of who do you allow into your inner circle and how do you attract proponents? You don't want to miss this show. As always, this is a virtual dialogue. We want to empower all of our friends in the social media world. So please use the Empowering Dreamers hashtag. Again, hashtag Empowering Dreamers. And tag me on all social media with the handle at Ramsey J. Jr. And to learn more about our suite of empowerment services, resources, video, consulting solutions, speeches, and more, visit us online at RamseyJJr.com. RamseyJJr.com. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you're listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. We start our show with our shot of wisdom to get our mind into the right frame of reference. Tonight's shot of wisdom is the following. Stand out amongst standouts, add value, give more. Stand out amongst standouts, add value, give more. Here it is. Successful, accomplished men and women are used to people approaching them with their hands out. Everybody wants something from these people. You want to stand out to a standout? Ask how you can serve them, not how they can serve you. Donate to their favorite cause. Don't ask them to donate to yours. Solve their problem. Don't ask them to solve yours. Make an introduction for them. Don't ask them to make one for you. Create value for this person that you want to develop a relationship with. And here it is. Ask for nothing in return. Friends, you do that consistently, you will make a tremendous impression. And by doing that, you will stay on their radar, and most importantly, you'll become impossible to ignore. You want to stand out to a standout? Add value, give more. That's our shot of wisdom. And this is Ramsey J. Jr., and you're listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. I want to talk a little bit about my background, because I heard from many of you, you want to hear more about how I jump-started my Wall Street career. I'm happy to share. I want to talk to you specifically because you want to know how I developed my network. I want to tell you, in full disclosure, my network started with a great undergraduate experience at the Craig School of Business at Fresno State, which started my business networking. It continued with great pre-MBA programs like the Reardon programs at the UCLA Anderson School of Management, programs like the Management Leadership for Tomorrow MBA Prep Program. It continued with organizations like the Consortium for Graduate Study in Management. And ultimately, it was the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College where I earned my MBA, which really took me to the next level. But I want to be honest and tell you that when I got to Wall Street, I recognized that I needed to have more people in my immediate network whose journey reflected the uniquenesses of the one I felt I was going to be embarking on. So what did I do? I took $5 and bought a magazine named Black Enterprise Magazine. That particular issue had 30 of the most influential leaders on Wall Street on the cover. What did I do? I took a stamp, an envelope, and wrote 30 letters to all of them asking if I could meet with them and learn about their journey. And best of my memory, I only got an opportunity to meet with one of them. The other 29, for some reason, it didn't work out immediately. But here's what I'm here to tell you. As I've told you before, it only takes one yes, and that one yes can make all the difference. I took that first meeting, and here's what I'd like to tell you. If it was 30 of them and I met with one of them, who do you think that one might be able to introduce me to over time? That's right, the other 29. Now, I didn't meet all 29 of them, but I had a chance to meet quite a few of them over my career. And why? Because I used the resource that I had, a magazine, a stamp, a pen, an envelope, and one yes. And that one yes helped me meet more of those other 29. Friends, what am I saying? Use the resources you have. Use the people you do have access to. Don't worry about the resources you don't have. Don't worry about who you don't know. Use what you have. Use who you know. It'll get you to the next level. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you are listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. Now, our body of the show is about who do you allow in your inner circle, and ultimately, how do you attract proponents? As stated, this is our fifth broadcast, and please, I implore you, go back and listen to our other four simulcasts, which outline, one, our 3P empowerment methodology and its core tenets, the 3Ps. First P, possible. Believe your dream is possible. Our second P, probable. Work extraordinarily hard to make your dream probable. Our third P, predictable. Prepare for the predictable opportunity for a breakthrough before it finds you. And episode four, what do you do when you hear no? Use our no immunity checklist, which we introduced last week. Go back, listen to those replays. That brings us to tonight's show, and we want to tell you, let me tell you categorically on the record, quote me, tweet me on this. You will never achieve an extraordinary dream in isolation or on your own. As such, it's critical to conduct an acute analysis of the people in your inner circle. And tonight, I posit there are only two candidates for inclusion in your inner circle, proponents or detractors, both of which are detailed in Empowering Dreamers to Become Achievers, my book, and online with other resources. Go get these resources. They'll help you. But tonight, I want to give you a working definition of proponent and detractor. Here we go. Proponent first. Tell me if you know enough of these people, or do you need to know more of these types of people? Proponent, defined as the following. Someone that does not view you as a threat. They want the best for you. Your accomplishments do not diminish them. They are empowering, independent, confident, uplifting. They make you feel better about yourself. They are your greatest champions. Rather than be intimidated by your good fortune, they celebrate it. They make you feel like you can conquer the world. That's a proponent, someone you want in your inner circle. On the flip side, a detractor. Tell me if you know anyone like this, or tell me if you want to make sure you avoid someone like this. This is someone that is codependent, self-hating, have a vocabulary that's inherently filled with discouraging language, like, are you sure you want to do that? I don't think that will work. I don't think you can make it. No one like you. No one from here. These people have struggled to achieve their dream, and the idea of you rising above them to reach yours makes them question the person they see in the mirror, which makes them start to question you. Friends, we want to repel detractors and attract proponents. Tonight, we're going to focus on attracting proponents, but you keep an eye out to make sure you stay away from those detractors. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you are listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. Let me give you a practical example of attracting a proponent. Tonight, I want to introduce you to Carla Harris. Carla Harris is the vice chairwoman at Morgan Stanley, earned her undergraduate and MBA from Harvard. She is also an accomplished gospel singer. She is also the best-selling author of two books, which I highly recommend if you're serious about achieving professional success. She also happens to be a proponent of mine. Let me tell you how that happened, because I think it was strictly because I followed the formula I'm getting ready to introduce to you. Take you back to 2009 when Carla's first book, Expect to Win, pick it up. When it came out, she was going to have a book signing in Los Angeles. And guess who put their hand up to host her book signing? Find the venue, secure the venue, and yes, invite all the people, manage the guest list. So all she had to do was show up and sign books and talk about the book and move on with their schedule. Nothing in it for me, delivering myself in service. Fast forward to 2015 when Carla's second book came out entitled Strategize to Win. Her second book, Strategize to Win. Pick that one up too. She came to Los Angeles and needed someone to host her book signing. Who put their hand up? That's right, your host. Ramsey J. Jr. said, I'll do it. Find the venue, secure the venue, set up the venue, get the guest list together, manage the guest list. All you need to do is come by, talk about the book, sign the books, go on about your schedule. Nothing in it for me. 6 years service, 6 years service, 6 years service. Fast forward to 2016 when I decided to write my book, Empowering Dreamers to Become Achievers. And you may have figured it out. The first person that's endorsing my book on the inside cover when you open it is none other than Carla Harris. Why? Because she's a proponent. How did she become a proponent? Because I delivered myself in service, asked for nothing in return, found a cause she clearly was passionate about, and volunteered to help her advance her cause. And she became a proponent of mine, putting her name behind mine and my dream. That's a proponent. And oh, by the way, do you think she practices that same philosophy? I'll tell you, she did. How do I know? Her first major article in the Wall Street Journal wasn't about her business success. It actually was about a Carnegie Hall concert where she sang gospel music and donated the proceeds to one of her favorite philanthropic causes that got her headlines on the Wall Street Journal, which led to her attracting proponents in the business world. Why? Because she delivered herself in service in the philanthropic world over the weekend. You think it doesn't work? It does. It's foolproof. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you're listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. Tonight, our empowerment assignment, should you choose to accept it, which I know you will, is how do you go about attracting proponents? I have 4 steps for you and a 5th bonus because I know you're ready for a bonus. Step number 1, I want you to identify 5 civic organizations that focus on your 5 most passionate causes with a double bottom line motive. There's a lot in there. Let me unpack it. Double bottom line means it's a cause that you're passionate about, but also one that has a proven track record of successfully impacting the cause you care about. The 5 civic organizations should be the following characteristics. 1, local, right in your backyard. 1, national, within the domestic United States. 1, international, outside the U.S. The other 2, you pick them however you want. 1 local, 1 national, 1 international, 2 you choose. I want you to make sure that there's a civic leadership group that is on a board of advisors or directors made up of a mix of corporate and community leaders within that cause. So if it's a hospital, I want you to make sure it has a board within that hospital working on a cause like a cure for cancer and look at that as one of your 5 causes. I want you to have the cause before the people because I want to make sure you're attracted for the right reason. 1, identify 5 organizations and 5 causes with a double bottom line motive. 2, I want you to identify 4 aspirational leaders within those 5 organizations. Within those 5 organizations, find 4 people that are on those boards. That's a total of 20 people that you can be inspired to want to meet because they are also passionate about a cause that you want to get involved with. Study their bios and identify why they're passionate about that specific organization. So now we should have 20 people within those organizations. 3, make a tangible offering. I want you to proactively send each of those 20 people a tangible offering of enrichment. That could be a book, a magazine, a printout from a website. I want you to send each of them that article, that book, that magazine with a handwritten letter that says, "Dear John Doe, Dear Jane Doe, I came across the attached and thought it might support the further advancement of your dream." Why mail it? Because it's a forgotten art of communication in the e-communication age of today. A package with a stamp addressed by hand guarantees an audience. Remember, we only need 1 yes. Think about it. 4, I want you to be a double bottom line volunteer. After you've sent out those 20, I want you to now find a way to volunteer for each of those organizations. If it's a local organization, find out when they're doing something. If it's national or international, plan your next vacation in 2019 around that cause. And when you go, tell them you've been following those 4 people and you came and made a vacation out of it because you're so inspired. Friends, if it doesn't work, bonus 5, repeat those 4 steps with new organizations and new people. You do that complete cycle 2 times, I promise you, you will attract proponents. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you're listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. In conclusion, we've learned that tonight it's all about the people in our inner circle, and we stand out amongst stand-ups by adding value and giving more. You heard about me using my own resources, what I had to develop my advanced network on Wall Street by delivering myself in service. You heard about Carla Harris and how I made her a proponent and how she used that same philosophy to create her own proponents on Wall Street. And then you got your empowerment assignment of identifying 5 organizations with a double bottom line motive, identify aspirational leaders within those organizations, make that tangible offering, and become a double bottom line volunteer. And if it didn't work the first time, repeat that cycle twice. And the second time around, I guarantee you, you'll get a proponent. Friends, now you know the empowerment process and the 3P methodology. You now are immune to the word no, and now you know how to attract proponents. And if you take these steps and counsel seriously, there is no doubt that you're quickly moving up the continuum of a dreamer turned achiever. And I hope you count me in as a lifetime member of your dream realization journey. Next week, don't miss it. We're closing this session out by talking about capitalizing on your diligence, being ready to set, go, aim, fire, and underwriting you with a loaded campaign of 4 booster emotions to keep you going to realize your dream. You're on your way. Don't stop now. Keep dreaming, keep believing, keep dreaming, keep believing. And this is Ramsey J. Jr. saying, I'll see you next week.
Time for a song break. Here is The Young Escape featuring No Big Deal with my new favorite jam, Love Me Like You. I'll be interviewing The Young Escape on a special upcoming episode. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
Do you or your organization have dreams and aspirations of going to the next level? In need of a proven process that will both motivate and empower you to activate transformational strategies? If you answered yes, contact me, Ramsey J. Jr. at RamseyJJr.com. My strategic communication consultancy leverages my Wall Street financial executive experiences to deliver my 3P process mastery methodology, possible, probable, predictable. As author of the book, Empowering Dreamers to Become Achievers, we deliver solutions as a strategic communication consultant and trainer, executive leadership coach, and international keynote motivational speaker, MC, and interviewer. And with a robust client list from C-suite corporate executives to youth seeking a blueprint to become tomorrow's rising stars, we know how to empower you, the dreamer, to become an achiever. Contact us at RamseyJJr.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Christian Olivares, and you're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Keep on listening.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Next up, we have our Say What segment. This is where I feature clips from some of my favorite inspirational speakers. These are spiritual and grace-based clips that reflect my faith and what I believe. These speakers have all brought great hope, encouragement, empowerment, and healing to my life and thousands, hundreds of thousands of other people all around the world. Tonight, we have one of my inspirational messages, one of my many messages, titled Pursuing Your Passions. That's right. I am one of my favorite inspirational speakers. Actually, I call myself more of a grace-spirational speaker, but that's neither here nor there. Hashtag say what to join in the conversation. Be led by your passions and not your fears. Be led by your passions and not your fears. We have been living our lives in the shadows for far too long. We have been living our lives paralyzed for far too long. It's time to break out and be all whom we were destined to be. Free, full of peace, full of joy, full of confidence, full of courage, full of vision. Earl Nightingale has a quote that says, "Never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway." Never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway. In order to be led by your passions instead of by your fears, there needs to be a shift. I want to encourage you to spend at least 5 minutes every single day pursuing your passion. You are worth it. You are worth living your dreams. You are worth walking in your destiny. You are worth being free. It's already a part of your original design. You were created out of greatness for greatness. You were created out of the overflow of love for love. And that 5 minutes may at first seem very trivial and tiny and not even significant, but over time it will grow. Over time, that 5 minutes will expand, and before you know it, you will be spending more and more time each day living your dreams and pursuing what you love. And what happens is, as we are pursuing our passions, your inner being and your mind will begin to form around your dreams. And so instead of finding reasons why you can't and finding excuses of why it's impossible, you will begin to see opportunities. You will begin to see a way when there seems to be no way. You will begin to find solutions in your situations. Pursuing your passion instead of your fears is a practice. but it becomes easier and easier with every new day. Never underestimate the power of beginning. Never underestimate a little bit at a time. Start where you are and learn along the way. You are worth it. You are worth it. Pursue your passions instead of being led by your fear.
This is Ramsey J. Jr. I'm empowering dreamers to become achievers, and you are listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 74 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week, we have a brand new Mind Right, Game Tight segment featuring Michelle Morgan, a new Wellness Made Simple segment with Veronica Escobel Winters, and a new Empowering Dreamer segment with Ramsey J. Jr. We also might have a special surprise guest or two. Thanks to my castmate, Ramsey J. Jr. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show. I don't ever take your support for granted. We'll see you next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Grindhard Radio. Releasing the stress, we were born to shine.